of his fellow board members decided not to join us. So, Jamie?
Morning. Just wanted to make a few, a brief introduction. Wanted to welcome new board member Jane Gray. She's not brand new, but she's new in her own home territory, so. Jessica Jarr is our legal counsel, am I right? And Michael Thomas is our assistant executive officer behind me. And Tammy Olson up in front is our clerk to the board. I wanted to mention that we recently hired two engineering geologists to work in our active oil field regulation program. One is Mike McKee, and the other is Nick Smyra. And they're sitting over there. And John Roberts is going to introduce them a little bit more fully as part of the item that we have, item 10 on the agenda today, that is the program description for you about the active oil field regulation programs. I also, since we're in Santa Barbara, I wanted to with the board's permission, just present a brief remembrance and recognition for Darcy Aston, watershed warrior woman amongst all of us that passed away. It's over a year now, September 2014, but in January, UC Santa Barbara launched a memorial lecture series in her honor, and I just wanted to briefly remind you, those of you who know her, and those of you who don't know her by name will know some of her work when I just go through this quickly. If somebody over there could open up that.
Item two?
Yes, please. I just grabbed a few snippets from the obituary that was in the Santa Barbara Independent shortly after Darcy passed away. So I'm just going to share that with you.
Go to the next one?
No, there are no other slides. So Darcy, again, her name was Darcy Lynn Aston, and she passed away December 10th, 2014, from pancreatic cancer. Now 55 years old. She was a dedicated environmentalist from a young age, and she majored in environmental studies at UCSB. She was active in the Environmental Studies Student Association, mentoring younger environmental studies students, including me. She was my friend and an inspiration for me. And partly because of Darcy and others amongst her peers ahead of me at UCSB, I chose to major in environmental studies as well. Darcy went on to develop a successful career educating communities on ways to put sustainability and conservation principles into daily practice. She worked for the Isla Vista Recreation and Park District, the Goleta Water District, in water conservation during the peak of our last serious drought. She joined the County of Santa Barbara, expanding and implementing its water conservation and Project Clean Water programs. And those of you former board members know, you might recall Rob Almey. Darcy worked for Rob Almey, who was very active in a lot of our work 15 years ago. In that role, Darcy educated the public on complex water quality problems and helped find effective and practical solutions. She led community outreach on pollution prevention, developed classroom curricula on the water cycle, led watershed and creek restoration efforts, and developed educational signage for area beaches. She created Creek Week, a sustainable landscaping fair, the Sustainable Garden in Santa Maria, and the widely respected and replicated Green Gardener program, which promotes resource-efficient and pollution prevention landscape maintenance practices. In 2005, she relocated to Petaluma in Marin County with her daughter Bryce. Up in Northern California, she worked with FishNet 4C, which is a multi-county collaborative to restore habitat for coho and steelhead fish, and subsequently as a community outreach program manager for the Napa Sanitation District. She was passionate about her career in water resource and watershed management and gained admiration and respect from her colleagues along the way. Darcy left Santa Barbara, where she had so many meaningful connections, and returned often to keep those connections alive. Although she's passed on, signs of her can be found, literally, in many places around town. Water quality signs at our beaches, interpretive signs about plants and animals along our creeks, and no dumping drains to ocean signs on bridges and storm drains. This community and this planet benefited greatly from during time here. And those of you who are local, I encourage you to look for that lecture series, Memorial Lecture Series. I think they're going to do at least one lecture each year, hopefully, from here to in the future as long as they can. Thank you very much. That completes the introduction.
Okay, thank you very much.